It is that place in downtown Fresno where since 1955, Christ leads, people care, and lives have been changed. Welcome to Heartline, the weekly radio voice spotlighting the Evangel Home of Fresno. As I mentioned, since 1955, the Evangel Home ministering to women and children in crisis. Your Heartline host every week on the program is Jim Tuck. Here he is.
Thanks, Ken. And we are so excited to have this opportunity to sit down and open the microphone and begin the next edition of Heartline, the radio voice of Evangel Home of Fresno. We are in Jerry Brenneman's office. Jerry, as nearly all our listeners know, is the director of all things Evangel Home, which is a continuously growing ministry by God's grace. Jerry, we have never seen your office look like this before.
We have a table full.
Describe the scene before we move on to the interview.
Well, we have three guests today, and this is the table we always record, but usually I'm over there, and I'm all comfortable. I got my elbows on the table, but today I have to sit straight up because we have a mom and her two daughters today, and we thought it would be kind of fun because these are really cool kids. You know, so many times, Jim, I acknowledge them as, you know, courageous young women, because it's not an easy place to be when you're a teenager. Their mom gets the credit for making the choice, but they have an incredible attitude, these two do, and I have a feeling they're the kind that can take any situation and make it cool. Mm-hmm. They could be the ones that could go to school and all the kids would want to follow them back to Evangel Home. Mm-hmm. So I just thought it would be kind of fun to get their take on things also today. Their mom, Jacqueline, has been with us about 10 days now, I think.
Yes.
And I do want to say right now, on behalf of All Things Evangel Home, we have a great group of women in the crisis home. I don't know if you guys know that or you even agree, mm-hmm. but that doesn't always happen because we don't know how people come in. We believe God brings everybody, but as you've heard me say, we don't really know why He brings some. Because some are really tough, and some are not here for the best of reasons. Some cause turmoil, and yet we try to help them also. Then we get a group like we have now, and you just have to walk around and say, Lord, thank you, because it's a group that gets along. They seem to have each other's best interest at heart. There's not gossip. There's not game playing. There are just people who are grateful to be here and want to help. Yeah. And you just couldn't get a better group than we have right now.
Good. Glad to hear it. And my observation is I actually met two of you on Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah, I brought some supplies over from River Park Bible Church and dropped them off and met Jacqueline and I'm sorry, I've forgotten.
Jocelyn.
And it's just, if I may observe, atypical of in many ways of our residents. Jacqueline, let's back up. You don't appear to be typical of our residents. What was going on in your world that Evangel Home became a necessity in your life?
Honestly, Evangel Home saved me from my own turmoil, so I should say. I dealt with a lot of loss, personal loss in my life as far as family members that were very hard. Everything hit me at once. And in doing so, I lost my job and vehicles, and I was in the process of moving from place to place and just about used up all my little bridges, you know. And I stumbled across Evangel Home by being given a list from the welfare worker. And I just happened to call, and they were so caring and open-armed and welcoming. Mm. Me and my children hadn't felt that in a very long time.
Mm.
And so when we came, thank you.
Yeah. So life circumstances just put you in a very difficult spot. God has provided a welcome, a respite, a place to land and heal a little bit.
Yes, he
did. Is that fair?
Yes, He did. Exactly. And we have been here, like Jerry said, for 10 days, and it has made a big change in our lives, a huge change.
What kind of work were you doing?
I was a manager at Denny's Restaurant, actually, here in Fresno.
Okay. Well, let's talk with the young ladies. And I have to say, I mean, it was just eye-popping to me, these elegant young ladies who are here as your daughters.
they're God's gift.
Yeah, very obviously bright and put together. Jocelyn, what was your first impression when you arrived here at Evangel Home?
When I first arrived, I was scared because I didn't know how it was going to be. But then when I met everyone, everyone was just so warming and caring, and they weren't judgmental. I started opening up, and I just loved it here. Every morning I wake up because we have a little thing where everybody gets together and does puzzles, and we're just so happy, and it's like a huge family here. I love the chapels. Everyone's sweet. The meals are amazing, and everybody's just loving. It's like one huge family.
Fabulous. And tell me your name again.
Jamaria.
Jamaria. What were your observations? Would you echo Jocelyn's evaluation of what happened when you arrived?
Yes, but I could say when I first arrived, I was pretty scared. When I got to meet the people, I made family, real friends. It was just welcoming. I loved it.
Okay. Jacqueline, what's your background? Did you grow up in Fresno?
I have been here for quite a while. I'm originally from Florida. So I've been here for at least over 10 years. So we've pretty much moved around a lot the last couple years. But yes, we're from Fresno.
Good family, good upbringing?
For the most part, yes.
Okay, do you have family locally?
I have family that are here and there, and we used to be a tight fit, but since our mother's death, we're not so much anymore.
Mm-hmm. Jacqueline was sharing with me the other day, because I know that was part of her issues right now, are dealing with the loss of both parents. And I think no matter where we are in life, no matter how old we are or how together we think, there are losses that we don't know how it's going to impact us. Mm-hmm. We don't know how it's going to impact the rest of a family. And I'm just very thankful that she was able to see, she was sort of skidding down the hill. She was able to grab something before she got to the bottom. And that's something I think was God telling you to stop. And we became part of that safety net or that tree that she grabbed on the way down the hill. And I think that's one reason they are so grateful to be here, that you know they had a real, honest-to-goodness struggle, and they wanted help. And so I just really appreciate when someone honestly can say, I don't like the way I'm going, mm-hmm. and help, I need to stop. Yeah. And she did that, I think, before the kids got dragged around and around and around, before her loss and her issues became theirs. That's what I see as wonderfully mature.
Yeah, so you didn't like the way things were going. Let's try something different.
Exactly. Okay. We were struggling, and like she said, it was just a downfall, and it was time to make a difference, you know.
Have you had a chance to think down the road at all, or you're still in this, I got to put bandages on my wounds position?
I honestly can say I'm still in the process of growing from where I've been. It's a struggle. Every day is a struggle, mm-hmm. you know, because you deal with it. But being here at the Evangel Home, they give you, they reach out and give you that hand to kind of pick you up. Mm. So it's different now because every morning I am waking up with a smile on my face and I am looking towards my future and it is, you know, becoming brighter. So.
And you know what? When she doesn't wake up with a smile on her face, we go grab her out of bed, which we've done.
Yes, they
and
do.
Said, get out here. You know, Evangel Home, I like to say we're a no-victim shelter, and I don't mean that in a casual, cavalier way, but everybody here, whether you're staff or resident, has an issue. And every one of us could give into it. And so as soon as we do that, as soon as we let ourselves become the victim over and over, then we always have to be a victim, and we can never get out of it. So even though we can really appreciate where everybody is, mm-hmm. it's like, okay, we'll give lip service to the past and just grab you now and give you heart service. So she doesn't get to stay in bed and with the covers over her head.
She's got to be up bringing that bright, beautiful smile into the public arena. Jacqueline, that's a question that I ask often of our guests is, let's say there's someone who has turned on the radio mm-hmm. and they're listening to this program. We have recorded ahead. They are where you were. Do you have suggestions or answers for that woman?
I can honestly say God does not put more on you than what you can bear, and it is never completely over. There's always a way through it. And if you are looking for somewhere, you know, I'm not to say Evangel Home is for you, but it is for many. And it has been a blessing for me. And it's not what you think. Mm-hmm. When you think of a place that's a shelter and things like that, you don't think of a home like this. Mm-hmm. And this is really a home of God. Mm-hmm. And the people here are not judgmental. They're here to help you, and they're your friends. Mm-hmm. And they do become family. So if you are looking for somewhere like that, come.
I think that's the most elegantly I've ever heard that put.
So. I think we can wrap it up now. That's a wrap. No. And I also want to say, when she talks about family, and both girls have, that we cannot go to our residents and say, oh, trust us, love us, we're Christians. And no, we have to earn that. We have to show them.
Exactly.
And I think one of the best ways to show them, Jim, is whatever interaction they see between staff members. Because we really do love each other. Mm-hmm. And we know each other well mm-hmm. enough that we can move in and out of each other's lives. Mm-hmm. We can tease each other. We can joke. We can call each other to account on things. If they see that, then I think that's probably one of the best examples we can give them of what we want for them.
Yeah, exactly. And so if there is that person out there who's hearing this and saying, stop talking, who do I call? The number is 264-4714-559-264-4714. Call us. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's just been an absolute treat. Jerry, I want to move on briefly to the banquet coming up Tuesday, September 24th at Tornino's. Just a quick few words of highlights and expectations and invitation.
Our theme is A Day in the Life of Evangel Home, and we are going to do our best to take this, to take our show on the road,
yeah.
basically,
yeah.
and to be able to take what people see and feel here. And for an hour or so that night, this will be our program. Maybe these folks will be there. Who knows?
I'm hoping we will.
It's A Day in
okay.
the Life of.
Okay, it's Tuesday, September 24th, 6:30 at Tornino's. And if you've not been with us before, or if you're new to the program, we make an effort to have everybody out by 8:30. We know the next day is a work day, school day. This is not a late night event. We may miss by a minute or two, but generally not. We're out. You're available. You're free to go at 8:30. So call us for more information at 264-4714. And very briefly, any emergency needs right now at Evangel Home, Jerry?
I think as we record, we're coming out of summer, we're still low in paper products, toilet tissue, facial tissue, paper towels.
Okay, and that's a standing invitation. And may I say, anything you use at home, we use in abundance at Evangel Home, toiletries, and of course, paper products, because they just go through those. That's the course of life. So let us know, bring them by, we appreciate that. And may I say, thought crossed my mind a while ago too, Jacqueline talking about the availability and the meeting of needs in her life here, it's because of our supporters. People who are praying for us, people who support what goes on here. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. All right, we're done. Ken, it's your turn. Make our conversation into the next edition of the Radio Voice of Evangel Home Heartline here in beautiful downtown Fresno.
Reach the Evangel Home by phone in the 559 area code 264-4714. Again, 264-4714. If you're online, and just about the entire human race is these days, find the Evangel Home at evangelhome.org. And please make it a point of joining us next time for the Radio Voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno, Heartline, the Evangel Home, ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955.